We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Will, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. How about, everybody, it's so funny, right? All the teams that were mentioned in the J.J. Watt sweepstakes, the Cardinals were never mentioned, and now everybody's stunned that he went to the Cardinals. I don't even know where we come. It's like we make up favorites, and then everybody jumps on board with that.
Yeah, it is. It's like we didn't stop to consider it. Maybe J.J. Watt did it out of spite. He's like, you don't even want to consider that I could go somewhere other than Green Bay or, you know, Cleveland or Buffalo. And you know, I get Cleveland fans are mad at me because I lumped them. I said to me it's unfair to consider the Cardinals not a contender. They'd be like, oh, like of course you would go to the Browns. They, you know, they could win a Super Bowl, but not the Cardinals. Why would you do that? No offense to the Browns, but I mean, you know, like there's a couple of teams out there, maybe Green Bay and maybe Tampa Bay, maybe Kansas City, where you feel like, all right, there's a really, really good shot to win a Super Bowl. And I think he picked a spot where there's a lot of upside. He had some intel going into, you know, what the situation would be like from DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
They have a stud quarterback, and it's a team that won 8 games last year and is better than people think. But yeah, it's the only reason we're bothered by it is we didn't have the expectation that he might go there.
All right. I do think the Browns, I would give them a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than Arizona today. But you're right.
So
I mean,
Vegas. So is Vegas. Vegas
right.
Has
yeah.
The Browns
yeah.
at 18. But I mean, like we can also agree that maybe Vegas is a little over its skis on the Browns at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. Maybe
no, but certainly if Super Bowl was the first priority, he would have chosen Kansas City or Tampa Bay. I think.
Sure.
Right, and so
yeah, I know, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, Kansas City or Tampa Bay or Green Bay would be your choices if you're just I'm just going to win a Super Bowl.
You know,
you go where you feel like, or maybe even Buffalo. And I mean, I think he's. You know, he's clear. I mean, I don't know that he's ring chasing so much as being a free agent, which I guess we all sort of had in our minds that he was just going to be ring chasing.
We were talking about, it's a good point. We were talking about some other possibilities for the Browns because they do need to get another pass rusher, obviously, whether it's another older player like Von Miller if he, you know, gets cut. And then we were talking about some young players. Obviously, Arizona may not be able to sign Hassan Reddick now, who emerged this year at a good season. We talked about Carl Lawson. I mean, who do you think is a good fit to play opposite Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly plenty of options. I mean, the pass rusher market is, you know, I mean, we're not looking at like, you know, I mean, it's not like some prime Reggie White out there, but there's like a lot of guys, whether it's Von Miller, Shaq Barrett, you know, Carl Lawson, if you want to dip into a little bit cheaper end of the market. Plenty of guys out there, I think, who could make a lot of sense. It all depends on. I got to look. What is it? Cleveland's got cap space to burn, right?
I'm sorry,
I'm walking the dog. Not
yeah, no,
burning.
They've got yeah. like they've got depending on if they cut Sheldon Richardson or whatever, but they got at least $25 million.
Yeah, so I mean, like you would think that, especially this year, where there's going to be some of those guys that you know, let's say Hassan Reddick wants to, you know, he wants a huge deal. But he realizes he probably needs one more year of like a prove it, you know, situation because of the cat. Like the cap's gonna be lower. He needs to go out there and like put up those numbers again. That makes a ton of sense. I mean, same thing with Von Miller. Maybe he wants one more big bite of the apple, but he needs to have a big year somewhere else before he can go out and do that.
We're talking with Will Brinson, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Will, do you believe either Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson will get traded this offseason?
Well, I think Deshaun will, but I mean, if the Texans don't want to do it, to me it all comes down with Watson. Is he principled enough to give up money, the
right.
money that will come via the form of his 2021 salary? And can he impart that to the Texans in the next, like, 10 days? Because they need to get on with it if they're going to trade him. You know, they can do it after free agency, of course, but you want to be able to get as much back as you can so you can build your team. And once other teams start building up their rosters, you know, you sort of lose – you know, you're losing the ability to figure out, like, you lose possible contenders. Like, somebody's going to go out there and make another move for a quarterback, and then all of a sudden your trade partners evaporate a little bit. So
right.
I think, yes, with Deshaun – Russ, man, is so tough because the salary cap, the dead cap hit is just exorbitant for a contender like Seattle if they trade him before June 1st. And there's really only one spot, Dallas, where I think they can trade him after June 1st with Dak on that franchise tag, hadn't signed it, hadn't showed up. And then you're sending Dak back to the, you know, back to Seattle if he's willing to do that, or if, you know, will he report, et cetera, et cetera.
Speaking of Dak, I've been saying that, you know, obviously there's some risk because he had a serious injury last year and, you know, he could always have an injury again. But if I'm Dak, unless the Cowboys offer me a Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes type deal, why would I sign at this point? Because next year they either got to pay me $50 million on a franchise tag or I'm a free agent.
Yeah, and the thing is, so nobody's seen Dak Prescott play since he – gruesomely injured his ankle, right?
Right.
If he went out there in the free agent market right now without any real, like, training or not training, without any real, like, you know, workouts for other teams, he'd get $40 million a year.
Easy,
you know,
yeah.
He's a good, yeah, I mean, like, it's a no-brainer. Teams would be fawning all over him to try and get him. So I'm with you. And I think it's tough for Dak because what he wants doesn't necessarily line up with – like, I think he would love for the Cowboys just to make him an offer that is respectable enough that it meets the criteria of, hey, I'm in the range of top paid player. But his agent isn't going to let
right.
him do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to, like, then it's hard for him to get other clients because he's, you know, giving away free money to the Cowboys. And, you know, at this point, if you're Dak, you're like, look, you know, I'm not going to sign for, like, just, you know, peanuts relative to what the market is. And so, He badly wants to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. That's where he wants to be.
Right.
It's where he wants to win. But at the end of the day, I don't think he will sign for anything less than a mega deal. And it feels like the Cowboys, for whatever reason, just have too much pride right now to give it to him, which to me is silly. Like, Jerry Jones, you paid Jalen Smith. You paid Zeke Elliott. You won't pay Dak Prescott?
Man, that's
like,
crazy.
What are you doing? You stumbled back afterwards into the guy when
yeah.
you tried to take Paxton Lynch and Connor Cook. You landed a franchise quarterback despite your lack of intelligence when it comes to football. Just give him the money. It's not hard.
It is remarkable. I always, every time Jerry Jones ends up with a good player, I'm always stunned by that with him running the team. But, you know, Carson Wentz in Indy, are you buying the bounce back?
I think one of the best betting values right now on the board is the Tennessee Titans. I don't know what it is and whatever y'all bet on in Ohio, but
yeah.
At William Hill, which is our CBS partner, they're +115 to win the division. The Colts are +105. I mean, if there's anybody who's going to get the most out of Carson Wentz, it's Frank Reich. I mean, he had success with him in 2017, obviously, and before he left, he took that Indy job. But at the same time, you know, this is a team that's losing Anthony Costanzo, starting left tackle. They're losing T.Y. Hilton, you know, number one wide receiver. Michael Pittman's their best guy left. You know, Trey Burton, maybe he comes back too, but they're going to be short on weapons. And I just, man, Carson Wentz was awful. Is a
yeah.
change to Indy just going to magically fix all that we saw that was wrong with him last year? I think you could take another year or two. Maybe this year's sort of like a training wheel situation, and then next year he's riding the bike at full speed. But I just can't buy into this light, you know, this switch gets flipped. And
right.
he's just an MVP candidate all of a sudden. So I'm hammering the Titans to win that division.
I agree with you. And you talk about his weapons. I mean, obviously, you know, he's got some good backs there. But at wide receiver and tight end, they've got nothing in Indy. Same as they, you could argue they have less than Philly. At least Philly had some talent at tight end. They've got nothing. T.Y. Hilton, you know, is old, but he's a free agent. I mean, what do they got there at wide receiver and tight end?
It's Michael Pittman, Zach Pascal, Mo Alie-Cox is their current guys. And maybe yeah. Jack Doyle, I guess. I mean, it's just not – and look, Jonathan Taylor's a stud. I think they'll do what they did for Phillip Rivers last year, run the ball a ton. Don't ask Carson Wentz to do too much. Try and take as much off his plate to make him comfortable as they possibly can. But look, the bottom line is Carson Wentz in 2017, when he was considered an MVP candidate up there with Tom Brady, he averaged less passing yards, less yards per attempt, and had a lower completion percentage than Phillip Rivers did last year. I mean, it's not like he's going to show up and this is just the best offense in football. It's a little bit of off-season hyperbole. I mean, you guys know, it's like when the Browns traded for Odell. It's like, well, I guess the Browns are back. You know, it's more than one player that's going to make something work.
Speaking of the Browns, we'll get back to the Browns here. If you're Andrew Berry, are you looking to sign Baker to an extension this offseason, or do you want him to prove it another full season next year before you do it?
What I would do, well, the answer is I want him to prove it one more year, but and I don't mean it in a way that I don't believe in Baker. I've liked Baker since Jump Street. I'm on board with Baker being really good. I think Baker, if you look at Baker's college career and his professional career, there is one very clear and distinct outlier, and it's the season when they let Freddie Kitchens be the head coach. Like everything else, Baker is, you know, like Baker's great at Oklahoma. He's incredible his rookie season, sets a touchdown record. And then, you know, of course, he has a good season last year, a really good season last year. So to me, the outlier is the Freddie Kitchens year. But if I'm Andrew Berry, here's where I go to Baker and his people with. I'm like, look, we can try to work on an extension this offseason. We can't. We can sit down and try and knock it out and get it done. But I'm telling you that it is in everybody's best interest, including yours, to play one more year. Because what happens is, if you sign these extensions too early and he doesn't come out playing well in 2021, Cleveland fans are going to freak out. And everybody, the media, y'all, I mean, and I don't mean this in a, like y'all aren't good at your jobs. I just mean, like, y'all are going to be like, well, did they make a mistake? And then the pressure starts to build unnecessarily. And so if you play out one more year, one, you're helping the team from a cap perspective. Two, you're going to get paid. Play well, you get paid. And then three, like, you got Progressive money. I know you do, because you're on my TV every 30 seconds. Like, and they're funny commercials. It's perfectly fine. But, like, I don't think Baker needs the money. Like, I mean, of course he wants the money. He wants the prestige of the contract. But if I'm Baker, I'm like, all right, let's slow play it. Let's do one more year. I'm going to light this thing up. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be no question, do I deserve a contract? It's going to be simple of, like, let's figure out the numbers and get there.
You know, usually, Will, a lot of when you sign a contract, big contract with a running back, many times they don't work out. We've seen that a lot of times. Although last year, Alvin Kamara signed an extension, and he played, obviously, very well. But I feel like Nick Chubb is such a special part of this team that I would be looking to lock him up with 1 year left. Should they do it, or should they, you know, just – is he just replaceable as any other back?
I mean, I think Nick Chubb – I've said before, I think Nick Chubb's the best running back in football. So, and that's – I know that's like a bridge too far for some people, and you know, I live in the same state where Christian McCaffrey plays, so I get it. And I just think Nick Chubb is so special that I'm keeping him around. But, if I'm Andrew Berry, again, I don't see the logic in paying him before you have to. The lesson here should be the Los Angeles Rams. This is a team that has made, you know, aggressive decisions to sign young players, and it's backfired badly with the running back and the quarterback when they got on too early. And if they'd waited just a little bit longer, you know, they could have figured out, okay, should we sign this guy to this deal? And they wouldn't have gotten themselves – like, they made the right decision to move on from Goff and Gurley, I think. But the problem was that they signed him too early. And so, in my mind, what they should have done was wait, see the performance at the end of the rookie contract, and then sign him. And you can always franchise tag these guys. It's not the end of the world if you have to franchise tag Nick Chubb. He won't like it, but it's the business of football. And if you need to do that in order to prevent your team getting, you know, hamstrung by a gigantic running back contract, you should do it. And, you know, let him play another year.
You know, I've been screaming about this for like weeks, months really, since they decided they were going to go to 17 games, or at least it looks likely. I don't understand why they don't add a second bye. Can you Are you with me on that, or you still want him to have just one bye, even with a 17-week season?
No, I want two byes. I mean, it makes way too much sense. What are we in a rush for here? Why do you have to get the season done? I mean, this year I get it because you're trying to jam the thing in before, you know, the COVID situations, you know, happen. But, like, on a normal year, why are we in such a hurry to get the football season done? You know, how about we add the second bye, push back the Super Bowl, you know, you start the season the normal way you would, you got 17 games, and all of a sudden it ends on, like, President's Weekend, so everybody who watches the Super Bowl on Sunday night gets Monday off work. What are we doing?
Yes.
Like, this is it's a freebie. It's a layup.
I know. I don't know why the league won't do that. It's crazy. Will, good stuff, man. Thanks for joining me, as always.
All right, see you, Bill. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, you too. Will Brinson, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.